Red Riding. It was dark in the wolf, warm and filled with stones. I come out wearing a disguise, treading softly so I don't wake the animals. My shadow grows large and crooked, and there are signs all around, a bird telling me never to go home. It was as if I had been in a story, walking down a lane to a house and a door with cut-out birds and cut-out stairs. I try to find the way back and make all wrong turns, climbing weeds, pulling at briars. I step over a low wall, but then there is the wide open and a room full of hoofprints and arrows. I go down to dried-up Wound River and the surge unfurls my lips. "Did you have to come dressed as a fox?" a boy says. In the forest, no one can see you smiling.
And welcome to the latest Far Off Places podcast, be ye sir, madam, feathered or four-legged friend. It's great to be back. Sorry for having taken a couple of weeks out. It's been a little bit crazy at the Far Off Places headquarters these last few weeks. Anyway, I'm Annie Rutherford. I'm first mate and one of the editors above the Far Off Places ship. And that was Chelsea Cargill reading her poem Red Riding to open this very special Far Off Places podcast, which was chartered specially for you. Well, kind of. Now, the reason we're extra excited about the journey today is that Chelsea is a very important person in the Far Off Places galaxy. You see, when we put out the submissions call for the very first issue of Far Off Places, Chelsea was the first person to respond to it, and we were delighted about this because, firstly, it meant we were a proper magazine, and secondly, as you've heard, her work is just perfect for a magazine of written whimsy. It was exactly what we were hoping for. Red Riding was published in our first issue, Fairy Tales Retold, and the next poem you're about to hear, Far Forest, appears in our second issue, The Back of Beyond. So, if you take a liking to what you hear, make sure you spin your compass to faroffplaces.org and get your hands on your very own copy of both issues. You can even get them delivered to your iPhone. But more about that later. Now, back to the whimsy.
Far Forest. What is it like when nobody knows your name, and you see stars shining when you look up through the cold air? Your breath forms in front of you. You carry around a book you read as a child and notice the characters are all ghosts, wanting to know why you killed them. There is a fairy tale where the spell is broken the first time you say your name, where no one is allowed to tell, no one is allowed to ask, and if someone finds out, they've been listening in, skulking round corners, or guessing by moonlight. Guessing is prohibited, as is listening, as is skulking, but you gave in and told, though your lips curled and struggled to form the sound. Soon there are people calling your name, thinking they know your face, thinking they see you through windows. Each time it is spoken, something is taken away, something is lost, and you have to travel to a far forest to forget your name again.
Thank you.
and bones. Let me sink the ship and see where we are cast out. It is unplugged at the hull, and I fail to keep the water in. The captain tells us we should have been looking at the stars, and that they can no longer carry our weight, so some of us will have to lose our limbs. We wait on a ladder above a guillotine, while beneath a sailor's legs are cut clean away. I hope they open the sea again and find that rocks can't turn into gold, nor can bones or teeth, but only a massive imploded star that has to be pieced together from all over the earth. If only we had a telescope to see the teeth and bones of stars.
That was Chelsea Cargill reading her poems Red Riding, Far Forest, and Stars and Bones. Now, I took the liberty of kidnapping Chelsea for a short while one evening to find out a bit more about her. Actually, as she's one of our more active writers, I already knew quite a bit about her, but I'm sure you'll agree that we both managed to make this interview sound very fresh, original, and entirely unrehearsed. What's your name and where do you come from?
My name is Chelsea Cargill, and I come from Arbroath originally, a seaside town in Angus, but I haven't lived there for 20 years, so it's quite a while ago.
And you now live in Edinburgh, is that right?
Yes, Annie.
Fantastic. So where's your back of beyond?
My back of beyond is outside my window. It looks out into Holyrood Park, and there's a lane that goes down to Dumby Dykes, this kind of Stalinesque housing estate from the 60s. But when it's dark and kind of misty and there are lights on the sports centre, it looks kind of mysterious and like it could lead anywhere, even though it actually leads to Dumby Dykes, which isn't that good. And recently I saw a fox running across the path at 3 a.m, and that was really great. And I heard an owl.
That sounds amazing. What do you eat when you're watching foxes at 3 a.m? What's your midnight feast?
My midnight feast is the same as my breakfast and the stuff that I eat whenever I'm too lazy to make anything, which is Special K. And I've pretty much lived on that for my whole life, from the time that they had a completely different recipe that my mum used to feed me. And I still resent that they changed and discontinued that recipe. And that would have been sometime in the early 80s.
So, Kellogg's, if you're listening, bring back the old Special K. Thank you, Chelsea. Now, we have various pieces of bait for you, my lovelies. Firstly, we have some very exciting news. Did you hear the capitals there? You may have heard that Far Off Places is now available as an iOS newsstand version. Well, it's official. You can sign up to the app for free and get a complimentary copy of our first issue, after which you can decide whether you want to subscribe, which you will, of course. So that's all via iOS newsstand and Apple-y things. So, never fear, no more will you be without a pocket full of whimsy. Secondly, I'd just like to say a really big thank you to everyone who made the Far Off Places shindig the other week such a success. Whether you were generous with your writing, your time, your conversation, we're hugely, unbelievably, truly, madly, deeply grateful. We were also thrilled to note at the birthday bash marking 40 years of the Canongate Publishing House that they followed the Far Off Places example not only in running out of chairs, but also in featuring an auto harp. They clearly failed to find a ukulele player at such short notice, but I'm sure they'll manage that next time. And thirdly, just to let you know, the third issue of Far Off Places, Under the Bed, is due to come out in a week. We're hoping for a launch date of the 11th of October, so make sure you check out the website then. It's going to be a really good issue. That's it from the Far Off Places headquarters for today, folks. So long, and thanks for all the fish.